Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Miss Manifest and this is Start Manifesting Already podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm super happy and grateful to have you guys here. Right now I'm in a nail salon, but I wanted to jump on and talk a little bit about a huge topic that I'm realizing that people are DMing me about, which is patience, having patience. So in the last episode we talked about getting in alignment with falling in love with the progression. Don't worry about being perfect, making sure that you're focused in on just falling in love with the journey so that people can relate to you. Because if everything's perfect, how can they be able to relate to you if they're just starting, you know? So I just like to go in on this topic, patience, just a little more deeper. Patience is really just something that you have to attract. If you are an impatient person like me, right? I used to be super impatient. I used to hire to cut the learning curve, right? So when you think about all the things that you're having issues with, you should write that as a list, right? So you could delegate it out. For me, I didn't know about systems, right? I didn't know about having a funnel. I didn't know how to get my audience, my supporters to click a link so that they can actually purchase something. So I had to hire somebody to actually do that for me, right? I'm doing a photo shoot tomorrow, right? It is now literally a couple of hours till tomorrow, right? In my head. And I'm just impatient. I'm like, I'm ready for it to happen, but I'm falling in love with the progression. It's my first time actually doing a physical photo shoot that's planned. So I had to get my nails done, hair done, everything did, right? So I had to make sure that all of this is in alignment while still showing up on social media, still showing up on Clubhouse, even through anything that I'm going through in my personal life, because I have to show up and be patient with the process of not knowing everything. So I'm just going into the actual photo shoot not knowing not a thing. I've done something similar to this a couple of years ago where I just put on a dress and, you know, professional photo was taken. I didn't really know too much about it because I wasn't a coach at the time, but in my mind I was. You guys have to figure out where it is that you're taking yourself. If you do not know exactly where you're going, you have to write out what process you would like to actually go through so that you can start to manifest it. If you would like an easy process, think about all the things you need help with. Social media, getting that content out there posted, right? Maybe learning more about captions, what to put to attract your audience. Maybe learning more about putting yourself out there, about your products and your services. You guys got to make sure that you're being patient. And if you're not patient, hiring to make it faster, right? But if you do not have the income correctly put into your bank account right now, right? Because you might have it in your mind and it's not in your bank account just yet. You have to start to attract it, right? By being more grateful, like we talked about in my last podcast. We have to start to be more and more grateful because it will allow you to attract more income and more opportunities. Being patient will allow you to start to plan accordingly, especially being patient. You have to meditate. Meditation in the morning, a.m., early, right before you wake up, is going to help you be clear because you have to talk to yourself, right? So right now I'm doing this podcast. I know I'm going to have a busy day, but I wanted to make sure I tap into that, because if you guys are not being patient and you're not meditating, that means that you have to start immediately, because being patient with yourself is going to allow you to hear yourself think. If you're not hearing yourself think, it's because you have a lot of clutter. Thank you. And you have a lot of clutter, so you have to get that clear. If you're not clear, you got to write these goals out every single night before you go to sleep. And when you wake up, you start to work on them. Every night, you should be working on yourself. That makes you a lot better, right? Being in alignment with that is going to allow you to build a better belief system in yourself, okay? So being patient, you have to attract what that even looks like. For me, being patient is meditating every a.m., having my goals set the night before, my clothes set out. What clothes do I even own in my closet that's attracting my dream life, that's making it easier? Do I have enough business clothes or do I have enough regular clothes? What is it that you like? You can have one blazer and one pair of jeans, one blazer and a dress just to start, you know, to feel more in authority with your business, no matter what it is. Because I was always attracting like bigger opportunities. And a lot of opportunities I did regular dress down. I've been dressed out, but like dressed up. When I realized that I had that in my closet, I started to attract bigger opportunities because people took me a lot more seriously when I was dressed a certain way, right? Depending on what opportunity I was going after. You know, in my brand, I'm more myself. I'm happy about, you know, the process, and I'm just not doing anything that's perfect. I got to keep consistently building towards my belief by reading The Secret every single day by Rhonda Byrne. I play it every day. It's an audible. I read books every single day because that's going to help you be patient. Hearing this podcast, start from the beginning of the podcast and see how it was not perfect. I started from the beginning to the end and it was not perfect, but I had to be patient and know that, trust the process and write affirmations. I'm so happy and grateful now that my business is taking off. My content is helping people. I'm making XYZ dollars. You have to know exactly how much you're making. You have to be very specific on what the amount your dream number looks like. So when you're patient and you start seeing income come in, you can start calculating how close you are to the goal. and start affirming the income that you need to hit to be able to hit that goal consistently. How many clients are you looking to manifest? What those clients look like, right? Being very clear allows you to be more patient, because now clarity is going to help you attract what it is that you're manifesting faster. So now your patience is not, you know, being affected by you not knowing the how. The how is writing it out and be very specific, knowing what type of client you're talking to, what product you're having, what social media platform is booming, so that you can use that more often. Asking more questions, like I said in my last podcast. You have to ask more questions so you can learn more information. It's no dumb question. Feel free to always connect with me. And my Instagram is TheRealMissManifest, TheRealMissManifest, TheRealMissManifest. I'll put it in the comments below so that you guys can click on it. And please join the manifestation hour so you can start your course and learn how to put out your products and attract more clients, okay? So I'm going to finish getting my nails done. I wanted to just take 2 seconds for you guys to get this podcast information so that you can be the best person that you should be, all right? And just make sure that you share this with 10 people that who needs this. And then from there, make sure that you're taking notes as well. Re-listen to the podcast, take notes so that you can build off your patience that you're going to attract off this podcast. Love you guys. Later.